Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. National Geographic's latest genius miniseries, MLK/X, delivers its next episodes tonight. Executive producers and showrunners Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedon join me next in an internet radio exclusive, direct from the TV Critics Association winter tour in Los Angeles. Also ahead, news note quickies and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on more than 45 great podcast destinations, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption today by online grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. 51 degrees at the top of the hour, and on this Thursday afternoon, we bring you a special edition, 1 hour earlier than usual, of the program all about TV's current and future. We are delighted to have you with us. We think we have a very special interview coming for your way. We've got the executive producers and showrunners of Genius, MLK/X. It premiered last Thursday night to sensational reviews from critics all over the country. It's the first two episodes were presented live on Nat Geo Channel, also on the first episode on ABC, and then later presented on Disney Plus and Hulu. And tonight, episodes 3 and 4 will come your way on Nat Geo. So we want to let you know that our guests will be joining us about quarter after the hour. They will stay with us until about 20 to the hour. And because we want to give you as much as possible to speak with them by phone or chat room and for them to showcase what they're up to with this powerful miniseries, we are going to have, once the interview starts, only one break, and that will be at the bottom of the hour for web identification. So if you want to get your thoughts in, start calling now, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And we've got our chat open, so get in there too. It's SimonApple04. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And we will get to our program after we bring you first some news note quickies. Netflix will move forward with a scripted series on Julio Iglesias. The world-famous singer will participate in the making of this series, which is expected to go on the air in 2025. Quiet on Set, a two-night docuseries dealing with alleged misconduct by former prolific Nickelodeon series creator and producer Dan Schneider, will play on Investigation Discovery next month. Schneider's track record on Nickelodeon before his departure there in 2018 included iCarly, Drake and Josh, The Amanda Show, and Zoe 101. Travelogue special Armenia My Home arrives on TBS February 27th. Andrea Martin will narrate. Sonic the Hedgehog-inspired live-action series Knuckles debuts on Paramount Plus April 26th. Idris Elba and Adam Pally will co-star. Breaking news, two Disney Plus unscripted series produced through Nat Geographic were renewed for second seasons this afternoon, and the announcement was made earlier today at the TV Critics Tour in Los Angeles. A Real Bug's Life and Limitless with Chris Hemsworth both will get new seasons either later this year or in 2025. And on this day 50 years ago, Good Time starred on CBS. The Eric Monty and Mike Evans created, Norman Lear developed sitcom about an African-American family in Chicago, starred Esther Rolle, John Amos, Jimmy Walker, Bernadette Stanis, et cetera, Ralph Carter II. It ran 6 seasons in 1979, and as some of you may know, an animated version of Good Times, which was developed by Lear before he passed away last year, that is going to be starting on Netflix either later this year or in 2025. And that is news notes for today. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week, and we've been offering it for the last week and a half. We've got 7 wonderful prizes in play for you if you are first with the correct answer. We've got a Uber card, free courtesy of AMC Networks, the free Redbox movie night from Crackle Connect, the 2024 America Express Pocket Calendar. We've got 2 wonderful CDs, Chicago's Greatest Hits, with such songs as If You Leave Me Now, Another Rainy Day in New York City, Does Anyone Really Know What Time It Is, Falling For You, and many more. The Lifetime Women in Rock CD collection with great artists like The Bangles, Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Linda Ronstadt, Pat Benatar, and many, many more. And we've got 2 books for you from and both from guests who were with us on this program last fall. From UCSC Professor David Craig, Apocalypse Television, How the Day After, that's the made-for-TV movie that celebrates 40th anniversary on ABC last fall. How the Day After helped end the Cold War. And Running the Show, Television on the Inside, by award-winning writer and showrunner Jeff Mulvoyne from Northern Exposure. Well, all those prizes can be yours if you know the answer to the following question. Name the riverboat on Riverboat. Name the riverboat on Riverboat. For those who don't know, Riverboat was a series that ran a year and a half on NBC from the fall of 1951 to early 1959 to early 1961. It co-starred Darren McGavin, Burt Reynolds in his first television series, and then later Reynolds was replaced by Noah Beery. So once again, the question, name the riverboat on Riverboat. And if you want to know how you can find that name, two ways for you. One, episodes of Riverboat on YouTube. Second, a story about that series on Wikipedia. So if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. That is the only way we are accepting entries. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And the first person who emails the correct answer will win all seven of those prizes. If you've been a previous winner or you are a guest on this program, you are not eligible. Everybody else is. Once again, that question, name the riverboat on Riverboat. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook is Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. For those of you who just came in late, we will repeat the question after our interview with our guest from Genius, MLK/X. So remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so, and all the very best. Before we get to our guest, let's get a message in from the fine people at Sun and Swell. If you haven't heard, Sun and Swell is the first online grocery store that has a wonderful line of healthy, great-tasting foods, and they all come to you in plastic-free, compostable packaging. Rolled oats, trail mix, apple pie bars, energy bites, banana chips, nuts, mango. Their food is so good that on Apple, there have been over 1,000 five-star reviews. And every item you get from Sun and Swell is 100% vegan, gluten-free, and free of added preservatives or ingredients. So if you're looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, shop Sun and Swell. And when you do, you can get 20% off site-wide when you go to sunandswellfoods.com. That's sunandswellfoods.com. And use the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. Remember, that's 20% off your entire order when you use the promo code TELEVISE, T-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, at sunandswellfoods.com. Remember, with Sun and Swell Foods, you always get a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. Simon Applebaum with you along for the ride, 1 hour earlier than usual. Usually you're on 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. We're here for a very special interview with the executive producers and showrunners of Genius MLK/X. First two episodes ran a week ago. Second two episodes premiere tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Nat Geo, National Geographic Channel. And then I believe they will be presented the following day on Disney Plus and Hulu. The first episode was simulcast on ABC last Thursday night. And also last Thursday night, our guests appeared along with the cast, the main cast of that show, at the Paley Center for Media here in New York. Wonderful event moderated by Tarika Duncan of CBS Weekend News and sometimes CBS Mornings. Great cast, by the way, in this program. Kelvin Harrison Jr. plays Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Aaron Pierre Malcolm X, Marusha Opia, Coran Scott King, and Jamie Lawson as Betty Shabazz. Also, the music for this series is by a guest we had on this program several years ago. You might call him Spike Lee's main music man, Terrence Blanchard. And I have to say, I think the score was marvelous and that the score continues to be what it was in that first episode. Emmy Award nomination is going to come Terrence Blanchard's way for this miniseries. And in case you don't know, this is the fourth of the Nat Geo Genius miniseries. The first one was in 2017. Jeffrey Rush played Albert Einstein. That miniseries received 10 Emmy nominations, including one for Jeffrey Rush. Picasso was the next one in 2018. Antonio Banderas starred as that famous painter. That got 7 Emmy nominations. And then more recently, we had the Aretha Franklin version of Genius with Cynthia Erivo in an Emmy-nominated performance as that famous singer. So this is number 4 in this ongoing series of miniseries. 8 episodes, I believe, are in it. And again, they're running on Nat Geo Channel, which is available on cable and satellite, smart TV sets, and smart TV devices as well. And again, we are going to, and we are expecting in the next 4 or 5 minutes to get our guest live from the TV Critics Association Winter Tour in Los Angeles, where in fact, today is basically a Walt Disney Day. Announcements about what's going on and what's coming up from Nat Geo, Disney Plus, Disney Channel, FX, FX, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we understand that they are doing an interview as we speak, wrapping up an interview at TCA with the people there. Then they will come and join us. So again, if you want to get your question or comment in, do it now. Make the phone call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Tomorrow, we will be back at our regular time period for our fourth and final episode this week, and we got a great 90-minute show in store for you. Joining us right off the top, the executive producer and director of Tracker, the new CBS series that premieres immediately after the Super Bowl Sunday night, Ken Olin. Yes, the Ken Olin, some of you may know him as one of the co-stars of Hill Street Blues, also was the co-star of 30-something. That's where he met his partner in life, Patricia Wedig. He started doing episodic TV direction on that series, and he's been having a great career in both EP and director roles ever since, especially on programs like Alias, Brothers and Sisters, and more recently, the prize-winning This Is Us. This is his first series since This Is Us. And again, it premieres right after the Super Bowl around 10 o'clock Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific, on your local CBS station. And Ken Olin will be our first guest tomorrow at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Also joining us will be, rescheduled from last week, Kane Lee, the executive producer of the critically acclaimed new Paramount Toon movie, The Tiger's Apprentice. Some people think that this series could spawn a sequel movie or maybe a series all its own. And we'll talk to Kane Lee about that. So that's coming your way. Also on the program, we will have an expanded takeaway of the week segment about the big news that Walt Disney has been making already this week, joining forces with Warner Bros. Discovery and Fox on creating a new multi-channel sports-oriented bundle. And if you haven't heard the news out of Bob Iger, the head of Disney, that next year they will put together what they consider to be the ultimate mega ESPN, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. So we will do a deep dive on that as part of an expanded takeaway of the week segment, and that will be in our final half hour. So be sure to join us, 3 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, noon to 1:30 p.m. Pacific, a very big edition of Tomorrow Be Televised coming away tomorrow. And it's our fourth one this week. We haven't done a four-episode week in a very, very long time, and that's why we decided to do this and do it tomorrow. So you should be with us tomorrow. It promises to be a barn burner. Also, next Monday on our program, we're going to bring back a guest we had on a number of years ago before the pandemic. His name is Jack Perry. He runs a company called ThinkBack. And ThinkBack, a number of years ago, was one of two organizations to put together a smart TV set and device distributed service that would focus on local news, public affairs, sports, and culture programming. One was called STIRR, S-T-I-R-R, and that was from Sinclair, one of the largest TV station groups around. The other was ThinkBack. And we understand that they have now created a new service called Zeam, Z-E-A-M. And Jack Perry, the founder and chief executive of ThinkBack, which is based here in New York, he'll join us as our lead guest on Monday. And you'll find out all about Zeam and how it's doing to try to increase the visibility of local news, public affairs, sports, and cultural programming, and more. Jack Perry from ThinkBack, our lead guest, Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are expected to be joined live from the Television Critics Association Winter Tour in Los Angeles by our guests, the executive producers and showrunners of Genius's latest version, MLK/X, Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedon. So they should be coming up in a couple of minutes. And when we have them call in, and I see they're on my computer screen, we will bring them to you. One more thing before we get going. Actually, two more things we get going. First of all, we got the news late yesterday that Percy Jackson and the Olympians has been renewed for a second season on Percy Jackson and the Olympians has been renewed for a second season on Disney Plus. Great move by them. Wonderful series. Terrific acclaim. One of the biggest Disney Plus shows to come on in a long time. We had the wonderful privilege late last year of having the showrunners of the program, Jonathan Steinberg and Dan Schatz, on the program. So we want to congratulate them and everybody involved really wonderful. So if you want to catch that episode, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. You also go to our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, as well as our 45 great podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Odyssey, Spotify, many, many more. So again, congratulations to everybody involved with Percy Jackson and the Olympians on getting a second season from Disney Plus. And let's see, we should be any minute getting Raphael and Damian on the air. Again, as soon as I see that they are on my computer screen and ready to go, we will bring them to you. And in the meantime, let's hear from you. Give us a call. I'd love to hear from people who have already seen the first two episodes. If you have, get on the horn with us. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. It's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio. Also, use our chat room. It's open right now. And that is SimonApple04 by name, SimonApple04 by name. And you'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. All right. Because we are live radio, obviously, Damian and Raphael are finishing up, as I mentioned, an interview at the Television Critics Association Winter Tour in Los Angeles. Happy to say it's back. It's in person. It started earlier this week. It will be going on for another week, week and a half. This is Disney's day. There's announcements being made about National Geographic, FX, Disney Channel, Disney Plus, much, much more. So we are obviously dealing with the fact that they are running on a specific schedule. Again, as soon as we see that they are on my computer screen and they're calling in, we will bring them to you. And once again, I want to say I had the chance to see the first episode at the Paley Center event last Thursday, a week ago. Wonderful show. I think all of these wonderful actors are just dynamite. And I think the music by Terrence Blanch is marvelous. I thought the cinematography is great. It was shot, we understand, in Atlanta for the most part over a 4 or 5 month period. And I have to say, seeing all the actors there was just really, really terrific. And I'm happy that we had a capacity crowd at the Paley Center. Jerrica Duncan did a wonderful job from CBS Weekend News and CBS Mornings in moderating the after-screening panel session. I know they got a lot of attention on local news stations here, on other websites, shows like Entertainment Tonight. So the reaction from the critics, again, and the reaction from the audience so far has been mostly positive and in some cases revelatory. And there's one interesting revelation in the first episode that I definitely want to ask Raphael and Damian about, which I think shocked a lot of people. I'm very curious to see what the reaction was from the audience and from the critics who saw the first episode last week. And again, for those just joining us, welcome in. Simon Applebaum with you on a special Thursday afternoon edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, the program about TV's current and future. We're happy to have you with us. We are awaiting live from the Television Critics Association Winter Tour in Los Angeles the executive producers and showrunners of Genius, MLK/X, and that's Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedon. They're joining us live from L.A. They are wrapping up an interview at TCA as we speak, and as soon as I see that they've wrapped up and they're ready to join us, we will get them on. And in the meantime, hang in with us. And in the meantime, love to hear you. If you watched the first episode or two last week, give us a call. Love to hear what you think about it. The number is 646-652-2906, 646-652-2906. Number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio. And you can also check us out in our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Let me see if we have Raphael and Damian on. Gene Santoro was the person that arranged the interview for us. Jillian, are you there?
How you doing? Hello.
Ah, there we go. Okay, so let's introduce you for real. Joining us live from Los Angeles, where they are at the Television Critics Association Winter Tour in Los Angeles, the co-executive producer and showrunners of Genius MLKX, Raphael Jackson Jr., Damian Macedon. Raphael and Damian, welcome in.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have us. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you. And Raphael, I'll start with you. How does the critical reaction you're getting in L.A. contrast with what happened here in New York a week ago?
Oh, no, it's been, you know, we've been humbled to get you know, a nice response to the project, at least from what, you know, the audience has been able to see. And it's been a kind of heartwarming that they've been able to kind of grasp at least what we've been looking and kind of set up for the upcoming hours as well. So it's been great. You know, New York was awesome. And then, you know, everyone out here in L.A. is kind of trumpeting, you know, what we attempted to do throughout this entire process. So it's been very positive.
Mm-hmm. Damian, both of you said here in New York that the biggest thing you wanted to do with this miniseries, that it was not just about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and how they developed their approaches to civil rights. It was about the women in their lives. It was about Coretta Scott King. It was about Betty Shabazz, who, when you've seen them in other programming about either of these two people, Board of Habsburg has subsidiary roles. Why did you feel it was important to document their impact on the men in their lives?
So it's good to talk to you again, Simon. Martin and Malcolm cast such a large shadow over everything that they did because of their iconic moving of the civil rights story forward. But what 8 hours of television gave us the ability to do was broaden the horizon of who was impactful beyond Martin and Malcolm, and it starts with Betty and Coretta. We've said it multiple times, Betty and Coretta are civil rights icons in their own right, and Martin and Malcolm would not have been who they were without them. So we're excited with these 8 hours of television that our audience can walk away with hopefully a better understanding of not only the importance of Betty and Coretta, but the impact that they had on the civil rights movement that we know today, and the impact that they had on the civil rights movement then. It's really exciting, and we're grateful folks are getting a chance to see that.
Mm-hmm. Raphael, what have people appreciated the most about what you've done so far with the first two episodes?
You know what? I'm not sure if I can put a specific point. You know, one of the responses that we've been hearing overall is, at least early on, you know, foundationally seeing who Martin and Malcolm were as humans. You know, that has always been a big thing for us within the construction of this series, that we wanted to kind of show the moments in between the moments and take Martin and Malcolm off the T-shirts. And, you know, part of what the pilot was set up to do was to show who Martin and Malcolm were as, you know, young kids and just how important and transformative their relationships with their parents were within them. So that's part of at least some of the response that we've been getting, just seeing a different scope and aspect of both Martin and Malcolm than what you would particularly normally see. But also within that, it's the idea that the excitement of, you know, seeing the story of these two civil rights icons and seeing how that is going to kind of transfer over 8 hours. So, you know, those two kind of elements are we've been hearing has been a good response behind it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, you and Raphael have been a team for quite a while. You have done shows like The Mosquito Coast for Apple TV Plus, Low Winter Sun for AMC, which I believe we covered. We had the creator of that show on our program years ago, and also the Power series for Stars. How long had both of you thought about doing this kind of a miniseries? And was this a case of you going to Nat Geo or Geo coming to you?
Nat Geo actually, you know, they have really championed the Genius series from day one. They're very proud of it and deservedly so. And they originally had the concept of doing this series exclusively on Martin. And our executive producers and partners, Reggie and Gina Bicewood, were approached with that perspective. And they both correctly articulated to Nat Geo that, you know, it would be interesting to look at this from a different perspective in the way that, you know, you can't tell the story of Martin Luther King without Malcolm X. And Nat Geo, to their credit, saw the foresight in Reggie and Gina's perspective to do it a different way and jumped on board with that. And Raphael and I came on board a little bit thereafter. You know, as two African-American men, doing a story about Martin and Malcolm is the pinnacle of talking about the heroes of who we are. we are humbled that we got the call to do it. We're humbled that the actors are great actors who jumped into this boat with us to try to bring these people to life in a different way. We're so excited and ready to take on that challenge. And we're excited by the fact that, at least for the time being, you know, this is the, you know, a definitive kind of storytelling idea about these two men. And we know there will be stories about them to come, as there should be. But we're excited that for this generation, they're going to get 8 hours of television to make up their own minds about who these men were and dispel some of the rumors that these men were rivals and that they did not like each other. They just had different ideologies and both wanted to get our people to the finish line just in different ways. And so it's really exciting that Nat Geo saw that point of view and that Reggie and Gina brought it to life and that we got the chance to lead the charge and bring it to television.
Mm-hmm. Raphael, given the fact that you had portrayals like Paul Winfield doing Martin Luther King in the NBC miniseries that Abby Mann did, or Denzel Washington in the Malcolm X film that Spike Lee did, how tough was it to find actors that could really get into the characters of Dr. King and Malcolm and Coretta Scott King and Betty Shabazz?
Well, I wouldn't say it was tough per se, because early on within the process, we identified who we wanted to target to portray these roles. And for us, you know, we worked in the industry for a long time, and you know, the process of casting can be very exhaustive. But for us, we were blessed to where we identified Aaron, Kelvin, Rucci, and Jamie to portray these roles, and we were blessed to be able to kind of nail each one of them. And so for us, absolutely, they are historic performances that, you know, that will hold in history and be revered. But for us, we looked at it as the opportunity to extend that and really prop up, you know, a new set of talent that, you know, God willing, when we're looking at 10 years, 20 years from now, they will be talked about in the same vein. So for us, you know, having the pleasure of working with all four of our top four leads, you know, was just an experience that was transformative. So I wouldn't say it was necessarily so much pressure. It was more opportunity that we were happy to kind of have.
Not only did you, by the way, Damien, have an ensemble of people doing this, and they really said that a lot last week here in New York at the Philly Center, but also you had some people behind the scenes that really gelled. For example, we didn't talk about this last week at Paley, but I was very impressed with the script of the opening episode by Jeff Stetson, who wrote a book called The Meeting. And is this his first script? And I'm curious what he thought about tackling TV writing for the first time.
You know, I don't believe it was Jeff's first script. I think he had the opportunity to work with Reggie and Gina on a series they created a few years ago called Shots Fired, a critically acclaimed series. And Jeff was a pleasure to work with. You know, his play The Meeting is a tentpole in bringing the civil rights movement to the medium of theater. It premiered a few decades ago, and you talked about casting, you know, Jeff was very proud to say, as he should be, that almost every famous black actor of that generation played Martin or Malcolm on the stage playing The Meeting. And so for us, using it as a baseline to have a conversation about changing the narrative of Martin and Malcolm's relationship for this series, it was a seamless transition to have him come in and write the pilot, and he did an incredible job. And a pleasure to work with, and one of the more intelligent and articulate speakers about civil rights in our business. And it was just a great opportunity to work with him and watch him do his thing for this pilot script.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Raphael. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I think Damien summed it up. It was a pleasure, and just the wealth of knowledge and expertise that Jeff had was just invaluable for us in our writing staff, you know, because we had an eclectic writing staff, and part of it was based on, you know, the lead that Jeff kind of imparted within us. So yeah, Jeff is a champion of the era, knowledgeable about it, and what he contributed to the series, you know, is definitely appreciated.
We will come back in a moment with our guests from Genius MLK / X, Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedon. And when we do, we're going to talk about what may be for some people the most revelatory and the most shocking moment of that first episode. Plus, we'll get into the contributions made by the opening director. Her name is Channing Godfrey Peoples and Terrence Blanchard, Spike Lee's main music man, who did the great music score. We'll have all that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, Spreaker.com, and Tune.com. Together, reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you love Star Trek, check out Trek Talking today, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, Best of BTR always comes your way on YouTube. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised, special Thursday edition. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. We got a coast-to-coast connection going on with the executive producers and showrunners of Genius MLK / X. Episodes 3 and 4 coming your way at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight on National Geographic, and then the next day on Disney Plus and Hulu. Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedon, they join us live from the TV Critics Tour going on right now in Los Angeles. And Raphael, to me and maybe some other people who saw the opening episode, what may be the most shocking and revelatory moment was to learn that in one scene, Martin Luther King as a teenager tried to commit suicide. I'm curious, first of all, is that really an incident? Was it researched? And also, what's been the reaction to that scene?
Oh, no, it definitely was researched, and I think it goes to the point that we were talking about a little earlier, where we wanted to kind of dig into who Martin, Malcolm, Betty, and Coretta were as people, and that revelation, you know, really was one that we wanted to kind of spotlight to kind of show the complexity and depth that exists within our icons. And so for us, the response is one, I think that, you know, you said it yourself, it's definitely a sense of shock because, you know, I'm not sure how many people actually know that actually occurred, but it's one that we took pride in wanting to kind of highlight because it shows just the range and again, the complexity that exists within the icons that you know, we know on the T-shirts, but underneath it, who are they, who were they, and what's their experience growing up and, you know, establishing the foundation of who they ultimately became. So, yeah, it's definitely one that, you know, when it was seen and received, it definitely garnered a profound response overall.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for our guests, we'll have to leave us about 20 before the hour. Give a call, 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And incidentally, Damien, I believe that after the first episode, before the credits, there was a special screen inviting people, if they're dealing with the possibility of suicide, depression, to call a special hotline. Have we heard back from those agencies about if the show did something in terms of helping people out?
We have not, and I'm glad you bring that up because we, you know, we do want to, like Raphael said, tout the connection that we have with Martin and Malcolm, all of us as a community, and that they struggled with mental health.
Folks, I think we just lost our line. For some reason, we just lost the line. So, Damian, Raphael, call us back, 646-652-2906. As soon as I see you back on the line, we will get you on. In the meantime, we still want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-552-2906. Number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio. You can also get into our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and that's at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Again, we apologize. Somehow, some way, we lost them. So call us back, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're back on the air, we will bring our guest to you. And in the meantime, I want to let you know, if you just joined us, that we'll be back tomorrow with our fourth episode of the week. And joining us at the top will be, from Tracker, the new CBS series premiering on Super Bowl Sunday night, Ken Olin, the executive producer and director of that opening episode. Plus, from The Pirate's Apprentice on Paramount Plus, the new critically acclaimed Tune movie, executive producer Kane Lee. And Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll have Jack Perry, the founder and chief executive of ThinkBack, which just launched a brand new service available on smart TV sets and smart devices, showing you local news, public affairs, sports, and cultural coverage. It's called Veeam, Z-E-A-M. Jack Perry from SyncFact, who's based here in New York, will join us live Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. So once again, we are awaiting our guests. That's Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damon Macedone from Genesis, or Genius, I should say, MLK/X. Episodes 3 and 4 are coming your way tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Nat Geo, and that's available on broadcast on cable, on satellite, and in some cases through smart TV sets, smart device, and multi-channel bundles. By the way, for those of you who want more details about Genius MLK/X, go to natgeotv.com. That's natgeotv.com. So once again, we are awaiting our guests, Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedone. Folks, if you can hear us, and Julian Santoro, who is our publicist who put the interview together, and we appreciate that given the time frame of the TV Critics Tour in Los Angeles going on as we speak. Give us a call back, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see that you're back on the line, we will get you back on the air. And in the meantime, while we wait for them to come back, for those of you that have joined us at the bottom of the hour, let's give you the classic trivia question one more time. Question is very simple. Name the riverboat on Riverboat, the 1959. Oh, there we go. I believe our folks are back. Raphael and Damian, welcome back in from the TCA Tour in Los Angeles. Gentlemen, are you there?
We are, yes.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Raphael, what I thought one of the best things about this series from the opening episode, and I wish it could have been covered at the Paley Center, was Terrence Blanchard's music. I think that music was fantastic. How were you able to get him? And it's very easy because, of course, Terrence scored Spike Lee's Malcolm X. So how were you able to line him up through the music?
Oh, look, I don't think Damien and I can take credit on us being able to line them up. You know, that's probably more so Reggie and Gina Bicewood in their history and relationship with Terrence. But for us, you know, his impact within the series is one that you know, we can't be more humbled about. I mean, obviously, you know, when you do a project such as the one that we have here right now, music is a key component within it. And, you know, part of what we wanted to do when we, you know, begin to construct the series is allow the music to enhance the scenes in which it played within. And so, you know, obviously you saw, at least within the pilot, there were definite, you know, certain choices, you know, within the scenes that we wanted to kind of execute. And part of it also was, you know, really kind of taking the mantle of trying to make this, you know, story contemporary and allowing the music to make it feel contemporary. And so, you know, obviously, you know, we had the Tim selection at the end of the hour. You know, we had the incredible song Jericho within, you know, the scene with Malcolm in prison. So it was definitely, you know, a concerted effort from, you know, working with Terrence and his guidance to, you know, really allow the music to enhance the story.
Yeah, Terrence's lineage, his pedigree, his resume speaks for itself. He is in the Hall of Fame of what he does, and having him on board only elevates this project to the status that we all want it to be. You know, having his connection to the original film and to Spike, it means a lot to us that he was willing to join this project and willing to bring his expertise to it and make it better. And that's what we were excited about, is to have somebody like Terrence do what he does and make this project better by his insightful ability to ground music in a way that you notice it and you don't notice it. And that's a real skill and talent that he has. And we could not be more grateful to have him and have him do what he did to this project for all 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. Before you came on, I mentioned that Terrence was on our show a number of years ago. I believe when he was doing Perry Mason for HBO. If he has not been nominated for an Emmy Award yet, he might very well be nominated for an Emmy Award for that score, for your score. It's really
sensational. He definitely got, God willing, he definitely, along with a lot of different additional people within the series, should be highlighted considerably, you know, because it's his impact and his you know, contribution to the series goes without saying. So yes, absolutely, he should be nominated for you know, what he did with this series overall.
And one more person we want to highlight, too, is the person who directed the opening episode. Her name is Channing Godfrey Peoples. She is a protege of Ava DuVernay. She worked on her series for the opening for Network Queen Sugar. I know she's done other episodic work. This first episode was really something, and she might get an Emmy nomination for it, too.
Oh, without question. I mean, Channing is and is not only a rising star, but someone who has already arrived, frankly. And, you know, part of being able to work with her was, you know, you get into the idea of, you know, professionally, you know, just making sure you can execute, you know, the scenes and execute the hour and execute, you know, the vision of it. But also within that, though, it's important to kind of get to know the person. And how they interact with the cast and the crew. And I think more than anything, that's what really least impacted me was that she's an incredible person overall. And by being that and so, she's able to kind of get the best performances and the best, you know, production out of not only the cast and the crew, but everyone surrounding her. So Channing is someone, again, she's arrived as a director and one that we were fortunate to have her be a part of, because she was beyond integral and frankly establishing the vision of the series. You know, when you have the pilot, you have to kind of set up, you know, the colors and the feel and the tone and how the series looks. And she was beyond kind of imperative of setting that kind of standard and the baseline of it all. So again, she's someone where if we're blessed and fortunate to work with her again, we'd be beyond lucky. And to your point, as far as with Terrence, she should be someone that should be highlighted for what she contributed to the series as far as nominations and things of that nature.
Yeah. We should point out that in addition to her directing the opening episode, that she also is a co-executive producer of the series, as also Ambassador Shabazz, who is a member of the Shabazz family, who's a consulting producer. I know we are running a little over time, so we'll end on this for both of you. What's next for you in television? What any new projects you've got coming up?
Thankfully, we've got a couple of things circling the top of the midst right now. That if they go the way we want, we'll be back on your show to talk about them and highlight them, but they're pretty big projects we've been chasing for a long time, and if we get them to go the way we want, we're really excited about bringing something really exciting and fresh and original to television soon.
Genius, MLK/X, episodes 3 and 4, come your way tonight starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on National Geographic. Check your local listings where that service is available in the area on cable and satellite. It will also be running the next day on Disney Plus and on Hulu. And for more details about the series overall, natgeotv.com. It's natgeotv.com. I have a hunch that come Emmy Award time this summer, you will see Genius right in the thick of things for best miniseries in a lot of categories. Raphael Jackson Jr., sure. Damian Macedon, thank you both very much for taking time out of TCN LA to be with us this afternoon. Congratulations to you and Reggie and Gene and everybody involved for making this miniseries. It's a great one, and hopefully much more from you in the years ahead.
Thank you, Simon, from your lips to God's ears. I love what you just said there at the end, the tag of it all, but thank you so much. We really, truly appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Raphael and Damian. All the greatest to both of you. Take care.
Thank you.
Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Macedon joining us live from the Television Critics Association Tour, the Winter Tour in Los Angeles. We'll give you that classic trivia question one more time, but first we're going to pause again for a word from our sponsor today, Sun and Swell. Remember, Sun and Swell is the first online grocery store with a fine line of healthy, great-tasting foods that come to you in plastic-free, compostable packaging. Every item, whether it's rolled oats or apple rings, apple pie bars, energy bites, banana chips, nuts, mango, etc., every item is 100% vegan, gluten-free, and free of added preservatives or ingredients. So if you're looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, all you got to do is shop Sun and Swell. And when you do, you get 20% off site-wide when you go to sunandswellfoods.com. And remember, when you do, use that promo code TELEVISE at checkout. 20% off your entire order. Use that promo code TELEVISE at sunandswellfoods.com. Sun and Swell is the online grocery that offers a world of delicious snacks and pantry saves anytime. So before we leave you today, one more time, here's our classic trivia question. Seven prize enslaved. Know the answer to this. Name the riverboat on Riverboat. We're talking about NBC's 1959-61 adventure drama co-starring Darren McGavin, Burt Reynolds. That was his first major television series way back when. And then later, Noah Beery. Name the riverboat on Riverboat. If you need help, see Riverboat episodes on YouTube or go to the Riverboat story at Wikipedia. And then email me with the answer, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first to correct answer, you win. If we don't get an answer by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's X or Simon at UBC TWBT, at UBC TWBT. That's at UBC TWBT. And remember, if you're a previous winner or a guest in this program, you are not eligible. One last time, the question, name the riverboat on Riverboat. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That is the email you use. Get in there to win. Remember, in order to win, that's W-I-N, be in today. Do so. And all the very best. Again, I want to say a big thank you to Raphael Jackson Jr. and Damian Mastodon for joining us live from the TV Critics Tour, Hot and Heavy in Los Angeles, for being with us on today's special episode, Tomorrow Be Televised, and all of you for tuning in. We got a great one for you tomorrow. Be sure to be with us. Ken Olin, the executive producer and director of Tracker, which begins Sunday night right after the Super Bowl on your local CBS station. He's our lead guest tomorrow at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Also, we will have, rescheduled from last week, Kane Lee, the executive producer of the new Paramount Plus hit toon movie, The Tiger's Apprentice. Will it become a series? Will there be a spin-off movie? Kane will tell us tomorrow. And then on Monday, we'll have Jack Perry, the founder and chief creative executive officer of ThinkBack, which just started a brand new service on smart TV sets and devices called Zane, bringing you outstanding local news, sports, culture, and public affairs coverage from broadcast stations across the country. That's all coming your way Friday and next Monday at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode, or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, like, for example, the one that we did last year with Jonathan Steinberg and Dan Schatz from Percy Jackson and the Olympians, which yesterday got a second season on Disney+, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And don't forget to check out our podcast. They're available 24/7 at 45 great podcast sites, whether it's iHeartRadio on their podcast network, also Spreaker, TuneIn.com, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Odyssey, Acast, Zencaster, and their creator network, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Incidentally, if there is a podcast site that is not taking our show and you'd like it to, do two things. Drop them a nice note. Be great about it. Let them know you're a fan of our show and you'd like to hear it there. And let me know who to talk to. And if we talk to them, chances are we'll get them as our latest podcast affiliate. So check out our podcast. And by the way, do be great with our advertisers. We really appreciate you checking them out. And if you decide to order products from them, remember, you get a discount when you use our promo code. Mostly it's televised. In one case, it's SimonApple04. So use it. You get a discount off the products that you get from our advertisers who do a wonderful job being part of our program. As always, we love hearing from you. You make this show great. So we invite you to interact. How? Well, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to put your name in and where you're emailing from. That's how you get involved in our regular classic trivia question of the week and win prizes for doing so, if you're first with the correct answer. And you can also use our email, an item you'd like to see showcased on our regular feature or show to know. Is there a television show that you like that you feel deserves enough attention and isn't getting it? Well, we want to give it that showcase, and we need to hear from you. So email me. When you do, put down the name of the show, when it's on, what channel or service, why you think it deserves the showcase. If we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So remember, that's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also communicate with our chat device at the bottom of the home screen of our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com. That's tomorrowbetelevised.com. It's on the home screen at the bottom. Put your thoughts in. If we use your thoughts on the air, again, you get the credit. You also find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and X or Twitter. Facebook, LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter, UBC Simon, TWBT. That's UBC Simon, TWBT. We love hearing from you. We appreciate your listening. We appreciate your views. Get them in, because once you do, I respond to them within 24 hours, because that's our promise to you. What you say matters now more than ever. And by the way, I want to thank Julian Santoro, who is the public relations person who gave us that interview. So, Julian, thank you very, very much for making the time and for having the TCA people carve out the time for both Raphael and Damone and Damien, that's Raphael and Damien, to be on today's program. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Cho is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website services provided by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitar Spakus is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you with limited commercial interruption today by online grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you very much for your listening. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We are back tomorrow with Ken Olin from Tracker and Kane Lee from The Tiger's Apprentice, and the expanded takeaway of the week dealing with the big news that Walt Disney did in announcing a new venture with Fox and Warner Bros. Discovery on a mega sports content bundle or sports channel bundle, and by next year, next fall, that's 2025, putting together maybe the ultimate mega ESPN. We'll get to all that tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. Whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe, make it great as you can for you and those you love, and remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Remember, Dr. Martin Luther King always talked about the fact that it's not about the color of the skin, it's about the content of the character, and that character begins with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.